You're listening to Jungle Janna Radio with Jungle Janna, Angel Garcia, and Brian Strelo, only on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show on LA Talk Radio, Jungle Janna, back in business. We're back here in Costa Rica again. I have missed the last 5 or 6 years, and I'm so happy to be back on LA Talk Radio. Of course, we're from Costa Rica, the most biologically diverse place on the planet. And let me introduce everybody, because this is the first time back after 4 or 5 years. So first, I'm going to just introduce Angel Garcia. We do radio in Texas. Hello, Angel.
What up, Angel?
What up, Angel? He can't hear me.
Okay.
We'll talk it. So Angel
We're not getting any audio from you.
There you go, Angel.
Now I hear you.
I've been in radio since I'm 15, and my most favorite person I've ever done radio with is Angel Garcia. He'll be co-hosting, and thank you, Angel, for coming in all the way from Texas.
Thank you, Angel. I've been in radio for the last 15 seconds, and you're my favorite person right now.
Okay. And you can hear the thunder because we're in the rainforest. Yeah. And then we have Brian Strelo, who's also a co-host. And Brian, he's our fact checker. He's the guy who knows everything all the time, anytime. And so
that's my favorite.
Yeah, we're going to get everybody's story. And Angel kind of got lost, but they'll bring him back. So
Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, we're from the
Osa
in Costa Rica at a place called Cabinas Jimenez on the Osa Peninsula, and we're in the Gulf of Dulce. And so, Brian, tell me, before we get started, I think I've been on radio a while. Everybody's known me from the shows before. Brian, we're going to be talking about adventure. We're going to be talking about the most biological diverse place on the entire planet, 2.5% of all the world's plants, animals, birds, everything, and about the oceans and the adventures that we have in tourism on the Osa Peninsula, were bar none. We're going to tell great funny stories and our histories. So let's start with Brian. And hey, there you are.
I can
Brian,
hear you.
Tell us how you got here and your story and what you do.
All right. Well, I've been here for almost about 30 years. I came down here fresh out of college and started working for a remote Echo Lodge, which is pretty exotic even by Costa Rican standards. It was boat access only. It's in the middle of a park called Piedras Blancas National Park. And so that was a real chance to cut my teeth here and learn about a lot of things at the same time. Running the lodge, I was the naturalist guide, but also the chief bottle washer and plumber and everything else that comes into play in a tiny little remote lodge. Being boat access only, captain people in and all the supplies. And
that is the most unvisited park in all the national parks in Costa Rica, wrong or right?
Yeah, it's not really accessible. It started out as part of Corcovado National Park, which is one of the most famous parks in Central America, one of the only homes to endangered species like tapir and jaguar and things like this. And then it eventually gained its own identity, and it's connected to Corcovado National Park through a natural wildlife corridor called the Gulf of Dulce Forest Reserve. And so we have national parks essentially on both sides of the Gulf of Dulce down here, the southern Gulf in Costa Rica. And I did that for about 5 years, and then I went on to work for a therapeutic boarding school that would bring students down from the States in 5-week program. And then I wound up working at several different lodges, running the nature tours for a big sport fishing lodge we have down here called Crocodile Bay, and helped out in many other lodges, sometimes getting involved even in the kitchen. And so kind of a jack of all trades down here.
And what do you do now? You're a guide.
For the last several years, about 10 years, I've been a freelance guide. So of all the requirements of being a lodge manager, my favorite is spending time in nature with clients. And so that's what I do pretty much full time now. It also allows me free time to raise my daughter. So I've been kind of a freelance guide and stay-at-home parent for the last 10 years, which has been real great.
Okay. We're about to get a rainstorm. So if we go out, Angel, you're in charge.
I got you covered.
Typical May.
Well, you're the man. So I have to say about, we may have to move back here. It's about to come a gully washer, as we say in Texas.
We had one yesterday.
We're looking at the beautiful Gulf of Dulce. Okay, so Angel, you're Angel. I told you again, I've done radio for 45 years, and I've never had more fun doing it with radio with Angel Garcia. And Angel, he's my favorite person on radio. But the other thing is, you're going to be able to ask questions because we've all been here 30 something years, and you're going to be able to ask the questions that we don't even know how to ask anymore.
I got you covered.
Tell us about you.
Well, look at that. Everyone talks about your parks out there. Well, the closest thing I come to that is Ben Park right down the road over here.
Well, that's kind of a nice waterfall.
It does have a waterfall. That's right. I don't think it's Mogo's, but it's a nice one nonetheless. Listen,
we're moving our table back.
You need what?
We're moving our table back.
Oh, I don't. Is it coming in there? But yeah, we got one yesterday, as a matter of fact. No, listen, I do the morning radio show here in Lampasas out here in Texas. And we have a small community, and we're a community radio station with country music and that kind of stuff. And the musicians and the artists that we get in is exciting. But, when Jana said, hey, we're going to do this thing, and I got excited because, number one, I'm going to get to ask all the questions of the stuff I don't know.
Exactly.
There's going to be whales, and I don't know what else you're going to talk about. Pandas. The only thing I know about pandas is a Chinese food over here called panda. That's about as far as I go. So this is going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, a learning experience for me, but at the same time, just have a good time with all of you and learn from all of you as well. I'm really excited about it. Jana, when she comes home, I think the last time you came home, Jana only saw you once, but when she comes home, or maybe that's her home. So y'all may say that's her home. She comes to visit us. Right.
Just to know at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Oh,
yeah, we're going to do radio this time. We'll be doing these shows in the studio in Lampat in my hometown, Texas.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we'll be doing. But yeah, man, 9 years here, and I'm excited to sit in here with you all today. And you're right, Jana. I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
I know. And I need the person to ask the questions because we don't even know what to ask anymore. We've been doing some crazy stuff.
That's because you know everything. That's because you all know everything already.
Not everything. You can never know everything, but we try.
No,
we
that's true.
We do.
We don't know. We just make up.
Yeah. So just so you know, Brian is our fact check dude.
Yeah.
When we start talking about what's going on down here, if we're wrong, he's going to go, hey, we're going to fact check.
Everything technical,
biological, the names like Scientifica. He's got it all.
Okay. Well, I will try not to make a fool of myself.
Okay, so did you see the video when we came in with the dolphins and the whales?
I did.
I shot that off of Joshua's boat. He's done thousands of cheers here on the OSA.
Oh, that's
awesome.
But
I've known him. How long have I known you?
I don't know. I've been down here about 22 years or so. I was born in California. I've always been on the West Coast, and I just kept moving down. Well, I went to Seattle for a while, grew up there, and then moved here.
Who are you running from?
I'm not running from him. I came down here with my dad. We were.
All right. Looks like we lost the feed over there.